see it. And for me, it's on page 24 in our book when it says there'll come a time that a guy like me, an alcoholic, won't be able to bring to consciousness with sufficient force the memory of the suffering and humiliation of even a week or a month ago. I'll be without defense against the drink. And I said, that's what happened. That's it. You'd given me this language. Phenomenon of craving. This allergy. What a piece of news having this allergy to alcohol was to me. I had no idea about the prospect of that. Our book says the doctor's theory that we have an allergy interests us. It explains that which we could not otherwise account. Man, it interested me. Oh, I get it now. That's why I meant to be home at 7 p.m. instead of a.m. That's what happened. It was never out. I never realized that I had the phenomenon of craving. I was never out at a bar and had two or three drinks and finally, you know, elbowed the guy next to me. I don't know about you, pal, but that phenomenon of craving is kicking in on me. Whoa, lack of power is my dilemma. No, man, I just thought I changed my mind. I was going to go home because I needed to. I was going to go home because my wife needed me to be there with our daughter. I was going to go to work because I need to go to work. And then somewhere in the night, I changed my mind. It didn't feel like lack of power to me. Anyway, that test I took in that treatment center that day, that's not what makes me alcoholic. The men and women of Alcoholics Anonymous helped me see that right away. And Jeff talked about it last night, that we don't define alcoholism, but we describe it lots of places. And that's where the identification comes in. And so when I finally got where I could look at page 44 in our book and say, hey, if when you honestly want to, you can't stop entirely, or if when drinking, you have little control of the amount you take, you're probably alcoholic. And I finally bought full-fledged into that about 3 weeks into this treatment experience. We're going out to meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous and other 12-step programs, and we were welcomed at them, and people came in, and we were doing the treatment facility I was in was a 12-step-based facility. And I'm kind of getting turned on. I was attracted to you guys right away. I mean, AA is, you know, it's just the Jerry Springer show every day, and, you know, without the paternity test. And well, frankly, sometimes with the paternity test. And but so you guys were fascinating to me and interesting to me right away. I didn't know anything about what recovery was going to look like, but I decided while I was there that I need to not drink. And me needing to not drink is different than not wanting to drink, but I came to the conclusion that I'm going to try to not drink. And AA is how I'm going to try to not do it. But I thought, and if you're new, you may have some of these same thoughts. I'm going to not drink, but I'm going to spend a lot of time not drinking. I thought not drinking was an actual activity in Alcoholics Anonymous. We will get together and not drink. Would you look at him, not drink over there? Look at the technique until you reach forward, you pull back. Well, look at the technique on that guy. And I'm just going to spend time not drinking. Somebody says, hey, Steve, we're going to go to the Predators Winnipeg hockey game tonight. Would you like to go? I'd love to go, boys, but I'm booked up tonight. I will be home not drinking. And AA was going to be all about where I can't go and what I can't do and who I can't hang out with. And my life was about to get very small. And I'm in. I'm willing to do it. It's going to be a life of self-sacrifice. Not in the way that it turned out being a life of self-sacrifice. It's going to be fighting off a drink all the time. I'm going to be forever thirsty and forever fighting it off. And man, that would be tough. This would be a tough place to do time. But that has not been my experience. That over time, what happens for me, and I think what's happened for so many people I know, is as our book says, this drink problem is removed. And this new attitude toward liquor, I think it was Courtney that spoke about it the other night. Around, it says around the 10th step, but it actually says, too, it says that by now, so some people it might even happen before, but by now, I'll react sanely and normally as it pertains to alcohol. It says this new attitude toward liquor will be given me with no thought or effort on my part. I'll be in a position of neutrality, safe and protected, neither cocky nor afraid. I'm much more prone to cockiness than fear today in that area, so that's what I have to watch.